over to Geisel there. Geisel almost stepped out of the line. They get a turn. They get to Volker. Volker feeds it over to Ward. So long three. His three is short. Goes right into hands of Zuma. He thinks about the one man. Makes a move on back. Gets a roll. Can't get it in. Gets his own rebound. Gets his
just being covered here not that long ago. Very impressive, his footwork and his positioning down low.
And he read what the defense was giving him right there. That's what I was impressed with. Him first, Bennett right there, and he made a move on Bennett, but left Bennett standing there with his hands up the middle of the guard.
Yeah, Bennett, I think, thought he was going to do some type of fadeaway, and I don't think he ever had any intention of fading away, but he showed the ball and then ducked inside and got an easy layup.
And then Bennett got curved with the foul away from the ball and a push-off, so it's his second. 44-40, Cassidy with the lead, Rutgers with the ball here, 5:37 to go in the Greater Thumb West Conference. And a win needed by both teams, but Cassidy more, I think. And a long shot by Lawrence, tipped around out of Zuerman's hand, and Bennett snatches it from him. He pushes up the right side of the court to Orban. Orban brings up the right side, he looks. Skip pass back to Bennett. Bennett thinks about the shot from the long three standard shoreline. Now they get it back to Keller. Keller feeds it inside. They go back into Orla. Orla packs it hard and goes up, and he's fouled.
Almost looked like if he wouldn't have taken that extra dribble, he might have had an easy little 3-4 footer, but he took the extra dribble and got the foul, so he's going to shoot two at the free throw stripe.
Orla's averaging 6.3 points a game. He's had 38 points so far this season. He just doesn't look like I remember him from last year. He was a lot more aggressive last year. He just doesn't look like he's aggressive tonight, like he's not really into the flow of the game to me.
Well, it seems like maybe Dunk's getting a little more of the action down low, so maybe that's part of it. And then with some of the dribble drives, you know, he needs to step in and be ready to take those dishes, and he hasn't really done that a lot tonight.
And he misses the first one, makes the second one, making it 45-40 with the lead. 5-7 to go here, and Lakers has the ball. Get it over here, Gasol. Gasol gets it back up to the top. Ward throws it back out to Volker. Volker's right there at the top. McKee's going to go right around against Bennett, and he's going to drive. He's going to drive the drive. He's drew the breaking foul on Bennett, and I think that's Bennett's fourth, isn't it?
I think just third. I think just the ball, but Volker really set him up. He almost made him think he was going to shoot it from the free throw line, then he dribble drove, and Dunning got called for the blocking foul.
And you're right, that's his third, team seventh. So Lakers is in the bonus the rest of the way out. Oh, and he couldn't get that shot before. And the first foul on the 1-1. Rebound controlled by Orban. Orban takes it coast to coast. Then he decides to dish it out to Bennett. Bennett drives into the paint. And now he is going to take the Cassidy team to the line there as he draws a foul.
I think they're calling that on the floor. So since they're not in the bonus, it'll just be a Cassidy ball out of bounds.
Ooh, that'll be the team's fourth, and that foul goes against they have 21 up there, but I don't see no 21 for, 20's up there now. Brody Lawrence to accept his second. Cassidy inbounds it up to the top of the key to Varney. Varney swings it over to the right side to Keller for the long shot. No good. Rebound controlled by Zuerman. Did you see Zuerman back there early?
He was in perfect position, and he wasn't backing down to maybe the wider Morgan Erla.
And right here, the last is Lawrence. Lawrence with the ball. He's covered tightly, but they get it up to Van Tiflin. Van Tiflin jumps up, muscles his right arm with the ball. And now they give it up to the back to Warwick. Warwick waits for everybody to get set up, takes control. Senior leadership showing right there.
Lakers are really kind of waiting out front right now to set up what they want. With 4 minutes to go, they want to make sure they get the best shots they can.
And now, within striking distance, it's 45-40. There's no sense in rushing. Look for the good shot. Volker takes Bennett to the basket, and he's blocked from behind. Volker, I think, wanted to fair a little bit. Bennett did a good job getting her back. Efficient on crew here tonight has been really good.
Done an outstanding job. These guys have been around a long time, and they do an excellent job.
Volker gets the ball inbound. He head fakes with Dyke, takes him in, doesn't have anything, brings it back out, feeds it to Brody Lawrence. Brody Lawrence drives in the paint. This is about the Van Tiflin for a 24. And he has it. 44-42, 3:46 to go on the ball game. Cassidy with the lead.
Van Tiflin made that shot, but Brody Lawrence driving the lane like that really created the opening, and he kicks it out for a nice looking shot from Sam Van Tiflin.
We'll be back right after this commercial break.
Can you imagine being so efficient that you get an extra hour out of your day? What would you do with that extra hour? The possibilities are endless. And just how do you get that extra hour? By heading to your nearest Thumb Cellular office to check out their selection of BlackBerry smartphones. You heard right. Find out why the BlackBerry smartphone is the number one selling smartphone in the United States. studies show that the average BlackBerry user increases productivity by 60 minutes a day. There's thousands of apps for you to download to make you more efficient at work and to entertain you when you're at play. The best part is, you can now get a BlackBerry smartphone for as low as $49. Stop into any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky and ask about the BlackBerry Pearl Flip 8230. A great flip phone with all the power of a BlackBerry smartphone for just $49. Terms of service apply, and it's available from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
We're back here at Lakers High School, where Kansas City still has the lead, 45-42, with 3:40 seconds to go here on the ball game and the ball. Kansas City inbounds the ball here at the top. Little hand shot by Justin Kennedy, nothing but net. That was left wide open.
Yeah, that was a big shot for Kansas City. I thought maybe he shot too early in the possession, but obviously if you... Twitch it, the coach isn't going to complain about that.
48-42, Kansas City with the lead. They feed the ball, but Lakers feed the ball inside to Volker. Volker's covered there by Bennick. He throws it back out to Lawrence. Lawrence brings it back to the top of the key, and they set back up. They cannot give shots up like they just did if they want to stay in this game.
Now, I would say this is probably a pretty big offensive possession for Lakers to get some points.
Volker with the ball, they give it to Ward. Ward thinks about the three, he comes to the top, he says, nope, not going to rush it. Volker looks to Ted Bennick, it's not there, throws it back to Ward, got the reset. Ward has the ball at the top, misses, no good, no rebound, control button by Ward, and now the ball is in play. He gets that long rebound there because Ward's not stuck. They're going to have to the paint, and double one hand floor, no good, rebound in the head, doesn't go as well.
I was just going to say, Buddy Ward's shot was just a little bit off tonight from what I've seen in the past, but... Tim Wolf with a great hustle rebound to keep our position alive.
You know, we saw Lawrence make a couple threes in the first half, and they looked real good, but the second half, he just is off a hair. And we're going to get a fifth ball there. Went off the Lakers player. Cassidy's going to get it on their baseline. Orban feeds it into, Erla feeds it to, and it is back to Orban for the long three. Oh, good, not to back out to Orban on Bennick. He pushes it up. Lawrence pushes it down and puts one in the left right corner. Here's a buck to Lawrence to the top. Now to Volker. I'm sorry, that's going to work. Now Volker. Volker takes a shot up over Bennick, and he now hits in the pitcher again. 48-44 up there, sitting with the 4-point lead. 2:02 to go, and they got the ball. Now we got Coach Green up. They feed the ball to Bennick. Bennick goes in, sets himself, tries to do it up and under. Can't get it, but he gets his own rebound. The ball's up. Over to there by the 0-man, and Volker on the basket falls, it's going to be good for the man to win, and the foul is going to go against. And then Tiffin must have been the reach from that.
I thought it was either on Volker or Slummer, but they called on Van Tiffin, so.
Maybe 50-44, and Volker has a chance to put 51 up right here. 51-44, 149 to go in the fourth. Kansas City with the lead. Warwick brings the ball up the court, throws it over to the side, and we're going to have a timeout. We'll be back right after this break.
It never fails. There's a little ice on the road. You're a little late for work. You tap the brakes a little too hard.
Son of a...
What then? I'm Dave Tucker, body shop manager at Moore Shoreline in Sebring. Call me right away when this happens. I'll bring you a clean loaner with a full tank of gas, and you can be on your way. I'll do the estimate right there on the spot. All you have to do is call your insurance company. I'll take care of the rest. After restoring your vehicle, I'll bring it back to you, completely detailed inside and out. All hassle-free and all no charge. And there's more. Moore Shoreline's Body Shop guarantees the work for life. How do we do that? Moore Shoreline has factory-trained technicians with over 15 years' experience. After having work done in our body shop, our customers tell us all the time their vehicles look like new. See Moore Shoreline today, M25, just 4 miles north of Unionville. More service, more quality, more selection.
We're back here at Lakers High School, where Lakers trails the Kansas City Redhawks 44-51 with 1:45 to go in the game, and a much-needed Greater Thumb West game, because last we knew, Fairlight USA. It was a tight game, 32-29. And I believe we just got an update that the USA coach was ejected from that game, but we don't have a score for us yet. So if anybody has it, star 102 on your some cell phone.